This is 90.1 FM, KZFR Chico. Listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Welcome to Random Pick.
And birth control and abortion. The capitalistic hand around my throat, shooting up dope just to cope. And it's dehumanizing society. We both found God when he OD'd. Dang, thought I was shooting at Africa in my veins. White man's voodoo stuck in my brain. My baby says the white man fights war and slaves all in God's name. Racist institution, a white man should forever sleep with one eye open. Dehumanize means set aside and criticize. I'm living in the midst of genocide. I hear voices, or voices are what I hear. I hear voices, voices are what I hear. Arise, put your die for your rights. Arise, put your die for your rights, baby.
You're listening to Random Pick, KZFR 90.1 FM, Chico. Random Pick. Random Pick. Usually hosted by Jeff, J-Ho. J-Ho is not here today. We're subbing in today. You have two subs. I'm Robert.
And I'm Nate.
Nate, what are you doing here?
I'm here in Chico. I'm here for the weather. I'm here for the food. I'm here for the fun. I'm here for the people.
You came all the way from where? Chicago?
Came all the way from Chicago. I came here to try some Woodstock's pizza.
The little pizza. We can't give free ads. We'll just say it begins with a W, ends with a K.
And it's a cartoon character you know and love.
And did you dig the pizza?
I dug the pizza all right.
What'd you get?
I got some pizza, got some tomatoes, got some mushrooms. It was a masterpiece.
It was a vegan masterpiece.
It was a vegan masterpiece. Believe it or not, there is no such thing as pizza in Chicago.
I've heard that Chicago doesn't make very good pizza, actually.
No, they call it... I don't even know. They have no pizza in Chicago. It's very sad.
What do you came all the way out here from Chicago.
Yeah, all the way from Chicago, Southside Chicago.
You doing it? What are you doing in Chicago?
Well, in Chicago, I have a radio show, but I guess the main reason I'm there is to go to school to get what they call an education.
Hey, what's the name of your radio show?
The College Dropouts. And I bet you're wondering, where can you find more of this luxurious voice?
Yes, where can I find some more of that luxurious voice?
Well, luckily for you, we have a website.
What's
collegedropouts.radio.fm. And that's collegedropouts.radio.fm. It's
nice.
A good show. It's good time. Good
go
fun.
There. And you do that a show every week. And so you have decided to grace Chico with your presence here.
Just for the random pick.
Just for the random pick.
The that's most beautiful. Meticulously planned out show.
I love it.
In history.
Well, Nathan, I have to read some of these little underwriting things.
I want to hear some great businesses.
I'm gonna throw one over to you in a second.
All right.
The random pick is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Carrie Welch, a commercial real estate professional with Caldwell Banker Commercial. Carrie provides a can-do attitude with conscientious dedication to her clients. Need some new office space? Nate, you always need office space.
I'm always looking. My big question is, where in Chico can I get office
space?
That's
an easy. You just reach Carrie Welch. You just call her over at 570-5107.
Will you repeat that number for me one more time?
I got to repeat that one. Carrie Welch's office number is 570-5107. Or just email her over at norcal.chico@gmail.com. Carrie provides service with a smile. And what else? How do we get this show on the air, Nate? What else?
And by the 21st annual California World Fest, and it's taking place July 13th through the 16th, presenting Music for All of Us. World Fest features 7 stages of entertainment, workshops, artisans, camping, international food, and teen and kids activities in the foothills of Grass Valley.
Beautiful Grass Valley, California.
It's just full of green, luscious grass.
Grass, I think, yeah.
Probably.
It's a valley.
It's definitely a valley. And this year, believe it or not, this year's headliners include Michael Franti and Spearhead, Sean Shun, Peter Yarrow, Tommy Emmanuel, Joe Craven, and the Sometimers, Superman, and more.
Tommy Emmanuel, I've seen him play. He's amazing.
Really?
Amazing guitar player. It's the guy has like three hands, four hands. It's unbelievable. You got to see. You got to go to that festival.
You
got to
go.
At least Tommy Emmanuel.
Well, I bet you're wondering, I want to go to this festival. Where can I buy the tickets? Well,
how do you get those tickets?
Luckily, for tickets and information, including the complete lineup of performers, not just the few I named. There's more, believe it or not. They got everyone.
They got them.
Visit worldfest.net. Once again, that is worldfest.net.
That's easy enough. So, what do we start out there? What do we start this?
Yeah, we started with a little funk.
We went a little funk. We decided to go a little funk. That first track that we laid on you from Chicago is actually, I don't know if he's from Chicago. He's not. The Marcus King Band, that was a tune called Plant Your Corn Early, and that's off his brand new Marcus King Band CD. Did you know Marcus King is a young kind of phenom, prodigy guitar player, blues man?
I had no idea.
When you hear that, it sounds like he's an old salty blues guy.
Yeah, that's totally
He's 20 years old.
What a guy.
He's a hell of a guy, let me tell
you. He sounds like the king of the Marcus.
He's kind of like... don't confuse that with the Narcus King Band. That would be a different band.
That would be a completely different band that the cops run.
The Narcus.
Man.
What was that second track?
A second track was a little track by the not so well known man of funk. You may have heard of him. Maybe it's a little bit of James Brown.
Jimmy Brown.
My boy Jimmy Brown and his hit track. Cold Sweat.
One of his many hit tracks.
Did he ever release a track that wasn't a hit?
I don't think so. I think everything he made was a hit.
I agree.
And then we followed that up with...
Yeah, right, what did we follow that up?
Michelle Denea, Dignacello. That was I butchered that one. Let me try that again.
Try
Michelle
again.
The DJ Cello. It's bad.
All right. I believe
thank
you.
Thank you. You know, I'm looking at the name. There's so many apostrophes. I'm just not good with apostrophes.
Honestly, if you're listening right now, you think you can read, you try to read it.
There's a lot of apostrophes in that name.
It's a lot of apostrophes.
That's Shooting Up and Getting High. That's from her 1993 Plantation Lullabies CD, which I really liked. She's a great bass player. I remember buying that CD because when I heard her,
yeah,
she reminded me of the late great Jaco Pastorius.
Jaco Pastorius, what a great name!
Yeah, he was a good guy. So yeah, so if you just tuned in, you're listening to the random pick on 90.1 FM KZFR Chico.
It's a great show. It's
we're here
it's
till
nice
3 o'clock.
Random. Here to 3 o'clock. So 3 o'clock. Stuck in traffic in the Chico
just
area.
Enjoy it.
Just sit back, grab a pick. And we'll make it random for you.
And you know what? After following our show today at 3 o'clock, if you were digging our little funky intro to the show at 3 o'clock, we have Funky Reservation, which is that's a great show. I love that show. So just keep the dial glued in here on KZFR. What do we got up next? Did you want to talk about anything about any of the tunes? Any questions?
No, comments? I think. So yeah, we're just vibing off of each other. We made some secret playlists. We didn't share them with each other.
That's right.
And we're just going one after the other, playing some songs. We're gonna alternate for the most part, and we're gonna see what we can come up with, and see if we can truly get the random pick. All right. Well, I was noticing that last time we got some spoken, we got some funk, and you put some smoking word. It sounds a little bit like hip hop. So I wanted to play a little bit of a Joey Badass with two money signs, so just in case you were wondering. Now this guy, he's great. This song it's a hit song. Temptation confronts racism, discrimination. It's a great song, you gotta listen. Here it is. It's called Temptation. All good?
Let it rip.
Alright, I'm letting it fly here on the Random Pick. Enjoy.
Today to talk about how I feel, and I feel like that we are treated differently than other people, and I don't like how we're treated, and just because of our color doesn't mean anything to me.
It's just the way I feel. Mine's been racing so long, yeah. It's just no way. Selfish people, I've been living so reckless, I know. Tell me, Logie, you help me. I said, Now everybody got problems, yeah, but we didn't know one way to solve them. I really came up from the bottom, struggling my mama on the last dollar. Hustling, man, I've been putting in these hours. The government been trying to take it where it's ours. Really all about the money and the power. I just want to see my people in power. Tell me how we gonna shape this vision. Complaining all day, but in the same condition. If you want to make change, it's gonna take commitment. Some people enslaved by their religion. Can't emancipate the fundamental prisons. When I see through optics, transform the wisdom. Watch me use my prophets, get them on the listen. I've been on a mission. And I really can't take it no more. I've been by temptations, my Lord. I'm young and I'm restless. And I really can't help it. I never felt selfish before. I've been living so reckless, I know. Tell me, Logie, you help me. I said, Logie, help me. Everybody got fights, yeah, but wouldn't know what good advice was. Till I leave him lifeless. Another mama crying, it's another crisis. Lord knows we just try to live righteous. Are you willing just to make the sacrifices? I know we can't continue living like this. And I never sell my soul, cause that's priceless. Tell me how we gonna make a living. Hustle on the block, who gonna save the children? Man, it's on the plot, and I'm just revealing. The media just trying to make a villain. I just take the pain and paint a picture of. Voices in my head, I hear the whispers. When I feel it sway in hell, it's swish your heart, sip the liquor. And I really can't take it no more. I've been fighting temptations, my Lord. I'm young and I'm restless. And I really can't help it. I never felt selfish before. I've been living so reckless, I know. Tell me, Logie, you help me. I
said, Lord, can you help me?
It's just the way I feel. Must be wasting so long. It's just the way to deal with these problems alone. Not really can take it no more. I've been fighting temptations, my Lord. I'm living on restless.
I said, Lord, can you help me?
I've never felt selfish before. I've been living so reckless, I know. To be lucky, you help me, girl.
I said, lucky, you help me.
We should have to protest because y'all are treating us wrong. We do this because we need to and have rights.
In our country, dear, the sick and the hungry are unable. Protect them and those who may live in fear. We as the young wish to say in this song, God bless great America. We give thanks to the old for achieving their goal. It is now up to us, and we know we must build up a trust. And we want the power for the people. That's all we ask in our country, dear. The sick and the hungry are unable. Protect them and those who may live in fear. Power for the people. And it's rough for some people to live. Disease can move fast, but it don't have to last. It is now the nation's turn for all to be concerned. We can be freer still. It is the people's will. And bring back the power for the people. That's all we ask in our country, dear. The sick and the hungry are unable. Protect them and those who may live in fear. Power for the people. Power for the people. Power for the people.
Welcome to the KZFR Community Calendar. Party in the Park, Music and Marketplace is in full swing at Paradise Community Park, Pearson and Block Olive in Paradise. Every Thursday night for 12 weeks. Time 5:30 p.m. to dusk. Dennis Duncan announces his candidacy for California's District 1st United States Congressional seat. You have a chance to meet Mr. Duncan here in Chico at the Candidate Forum, sponsored by the Democratic Action Club of Chico, on June 27th at the Butte County Library, Sherman Ave, Chico. The forum begins 7 p.m. Thursday, June 29th, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., Finding Common Vision and Progressive Democratic Principles. And that will be at Unitarian Universalist Church, 246 South Church Street, Grass Valley. That concludes today's community calendar. If you have a nonprofit-based event you would like to place on the community calendar, send an email to cc@kzfr.org. Thanks for listening to KZFR 90.1 FM. Big Power Radio.
Big Power Radio.
Big Power Radio. Big Power.
I love when Bill says that.
I love it.
Big Power Radio.
I just like how that you can totally hear the enunciated letter P.
He's good. Bill's a pro. He doesn't pop his peas.
He doesn't pop his peas.
Papa.
You tell him pops.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Random Pick. This might not sound. I don't sound anything like Jeff. I don't sound like anything like J-Ho.
What does Jeff sound like? Or
he sounds like this. He'll go like, "You're tuned into the Random Pick." No, that's not.
See, we just brought Jeff into the studio to do that. They're here. We're just keeping them hostage. We want to do the random pick.
The random pick. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the
random pick.
Random pick. And
I got my classic soundboard. Let's see.
Hold on. Let's get that. You got that sound. Thank you. Let me try that again. Claps. That's right. Right.
All right.
If you just tuned in to KZFR 90.1 FM. Chico, California, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley and foothills and beyond. You are listening to Robert, and this is the show called The Random Pick. Yeah, they love it.
They love it.
We're subbing in today. We're subbing in for J-Ho. Thank you, J-Ho, for letting us sub in. I'm Robert. We got Nate on the other mic. Nate?
Hey, I'm Nate, and we got Robert on the other mic. Robert?
Oh, I'm Robert. Hey, Nate. You flew all the way in from Chicago. How was your flight in from Chicago?
In from Chicago was just, it was nice and beautiful. I left Chicago. It was about a nice, 70 degrees.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful sunny skies. Beautiful. Birds are chirping. People are running around. Just not a single tear in sight other than joy. I land the plane personally.
I landed the plane.
Anyways, after I land the plane.
All those years of pilot school finally paid off.
Yeah. So near miss, land the plane. I get off. It's burning. 105 degrees, 110 degrees. Literally, small birds are on fire. They can't handle the heat. Everybody is crying. It's just, it's a little bit different than Chicago, I guess.
And did you enjoy seeing the burning ball of flame up in the sky when you touched down?
It was all I had ever hoped to see.
It is a beautiful
thing. I stared at it for a good minute, still recovering.
Yeah, I noticed that you're looking the wrong way whenever I speak to you.
Oh boy.
So, well, what do we got? Let's see. What did we play? What do we got going on? Let me see. Let me look at my little list here.
Yeah, what did we play? Well, we started out with some Joey. We started with some Joey Badass.
Oh yeah, tell me about the Joey Badass.
Temptation. I
love that Joey Badass you played me.
Yeah, right? Isn't it? I really love it. It's a really nice instrumental album.
It's a nice instrumental. You played me some of the tracks that you played me. I don't think we can play on the air today. I think there was a couple of F-bombs.
Yeah, I'm playing the clean version.
You got the clean version.
So everybody grab your kids, sit them down,
And open their ears.
Open. Make sure their ears are open wide.
De-wax them.
De-wax them.
So what did we play? Joey Badass.
Yeah, we played some Temptation.
What's the name of that one?
What's
Temptation?
Oh, it's called Temptation. Yeah. Believe it or not.
It's beautiful.
It really was beautiful. It's an anthem. That's what I would say. It's an anthem.
Anthems. Where do you get that? What disc is that? Is that his new one?
That's his latest one. Well, I just got confirmation that he actually did drop a few tracks the other day, and I haven't listened to him yet. So I guess it's his newest album, All American Badass.
All American Badass, and those S's have dollar signs on them.
Those S's, so it's not there with no. Remember when we said bring your kids around? Don't worry, you write it down on the chalkboard. With $2 signs, and they'll understand how.
Are people going to put, when they have their kids around, is it going to be B-A-D-A, $? So it's not a dirty word?
Right, it's not a dirty word. In fact, if you take any dirty word and you just write dollar signs, it's not a dirty word anymore. That's scientifically proven.
Does that work if I utter the word?
If
I were to utter the word, say like the F word, and I just stuck a dollar sign in there?
Yeah, so you have to say it and then go cha-ching, cha-ching.
Oh, so F-ching.
Yeah, no, like yeah, that's cool. It's all good. It's all good.
Right. Hopefully, I didn't break any FCC rules.
Try it with your grandparents.
Okay, After that, we played Curtis Mayfield, and that song is pretty well known, "Power to the People." But I played the alternative version, which is demo version. How about that one? I sprung that surprise.
Wow. Just when you thought it was a little too random.
Yeah.
We make it fully random. We make it the random pick.
It really goes. You know, I was thinking about something. When I was thinking about the random pick.
Yeah, tell me.
I was thinking about the notion. Oh, and in case you just tuned in, this show is called The Random Pick.
Hit it, studio audience.
We have a studio audience today.
Thank you. Guys, come on. Calm down. Come on.
You know, I was thinking about the notion. Nate,
yeah.
I was thinking about the notion of a random pick.
Tell me more about it.
So I was thinking about, you know, I spent, because we were doing the random pick today,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was up probably most of the night just contemplating the notion of random pick.
I wrote an algorithm to determine what the random pick is.
Okay, so now we were on the same page. Little did I know that you were on the same page as I. Now,
I didn't know you were awake either. We were just both awake.
What's interesting is you are a computer scientist.
Yeah, some call me that.
Okay, and then I fancy myself a philosopher, but
that's true.
It seems like I'm the only one who thinks that of myself, but that's okay.
That's okay.
Because the thing is, not only do I fancy myself as a philosopher, I also fancy myself as a solipsist.
Okay.
So it doesn't really matter what anyone else thinks about what I do anyway.
That sounds about right.
So I was thinking about this notion of a random pick. So I started thinking, man, I was thinking like, okay, so let's go back to the moment, the first moment. I don't mean the moment that you were born. I mean before that.
You mean before that.
And we're going way back.
Right. The moment you were born.
No, even, I know that was a lot, way before that.
Ooh, how far back are we going, Pops?
We're talking the Big Bang.
The Big Bang?
The Big Bang.
Love that. So the Big Bang Theory back in 2007.
Yeah, 2007. I love it.
That show, right?
I love that show. I'm talking about that sitcom, but I'm also talking about the event, the Big Bang.
Oh, never heard of it.
Okay, well, let me tell you about it, Sonny. There's this thing called the Big Bang. It's the first nanosecond of the creation of the entire known multiverse.
Beautiful.
And I was thinking about, at that moment, when the universe came to existence, came into existence.
I'm listening.
You, as a computer scientist, I'm going to emphasize the word scientist on your title.
Sure.
The laws of physics they existed at the first nanosecond of the existence of the universe. The laws of physics existed. Isn't that right?
That sounds about right.
So in other words,
yeah.
At the moment, like 2 seconds after the Big Bang, force was still mass times acceleration.
That's true.
Okay.
I would even say 1 second after.
Well, 1 second. Maybe even 1 micro nanosecond.
I wouldn't go that far.
Right, that's not good. So I'm thinking, if all the laws of the universe are set in place from that motion, from that time on.
Sure.
And everything follows in this kind of determinist, according to physics, everything follows in this kind of like, you know, A causes B, B causes C.
Sure.
This kind of like
logical
causal
order.
Logic. You got it, right?
Mm-hmm.
If that's true.
Yeah.
So in what sense is anything random? If that's true, everything is determined. At the moment of the Big Bang, it was determined that you and I were going to be sitting in this studio
right.
having this conversation about what random means.
So what does that say about the randomness? I guess what it says is that this show isn't called The Random Pick. It's called the very well-planned, ordered, timely, and predictable
and pick. Deterministic.
And deterministic pick.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. So I thought maybe I would talk to J-Ho and maybe he would change the name of the show to the... What did we say?
Oh, I think we just determined it was the random, predictable, very well-planned, deterministic pick.
I think that
has a better ring, in my opinion.
I think it's easy to remember.
See, the random pick, I'm constantly forgetting, but yeah. The well-ordered,
deterministic,
predictable, well-planned pick. Now that's simple acronym.
Yeah, that's you can remember that. But you know, I have bad news for you.
What?
There's even a bigger problem.
What's the problem?
Oh man! Even if it turns out, if it turns out that you're right about all this determinism,
right?
Then the notion of pick. Let's say what's a nice synonym for pick.
Depends on how you use the word.
Well, to pick, hey, pick something from the menu. You can. What's a synonym for that?
Select.
Yeah, I was looking for choose. Can you go choose there, buddy?
Yeah, sure. Give me another option.
What's a synonym for pick?
How does select sound?
Select, I like that. I was thinking of another word. Beginning with a ch sound.
Really, I'm really leaning on select.
All right. Well, the random.
Oh, I got it. Choose.
Choose. I like that. So.
Yeah.
If it turns out that at the moment of the Big Bang,
sure.
everything was determined in this causal linear fashion.
I'm listening.
Then the notion of choosing itself is an illusion.
So really, we have no choice.
We have no choices. So the very notion of a random pick is a self-refuting, contradictory, inconsistent concept, like a four-sided triangle. How do you feel about that? I see you look like you're going to implode in a second, but...
Not only can I not see from staring at the sun, but now I can't... I just feel like after this existential crisis, I don't even know who I am anymore. What is the random pick? Is the least of my concerns. Who am I and what is my purpose is all I'm thinking about.
Well, more importantly, what do you have next on the docket for us to listen to?
I got some nice chill. I got some more chill music.
Okay, let's do it. And
you know what? This is really great. I got it from my boy from Chicago, Chance the Rapper. He's great.
Oh, yeah. I like Chance.
Beautiful.
You saw Chance in concert, didn't you?
I did. I saw him in concert. And it was one of the most terrifying and exhilarating moments of my life. Not only was I feared of getting trampled by just millions of fans.
Yes.
But, no, that was my fear.
Getting trampled.
Yeah, that was it. That was the main emotion I felt.
And just to clarify.
Yeah.
Now, this might seem spooky to you, but
yeah.
You notice that we just had a conversation about the metaphysics of the concept of the random pick.
Yes.
And now you're playing a track by an artist named Chance.
You don't think.
Chance.
I guess it goes to say that it's just another classic song from the predictable, well-planned, deterministic pick. Here we are. That whole segue, that was written. We just read that right off.
We got it.
And now we're transitioning into Chance the Rapper. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is Finish Line / Drown. I got a clean version here. So bring your kids, open their ears, enjoy the music.
Taxes in school. It don't even matter, I was acting a fool. But who would think the raps would turn into racks? Don't matter, matter of fact, it could happen to you. Scars on my head, I'm the boy who lived. The boy love playing when the boy too sick. Reclining on a prayer, I'm declining to help. I've been lying to my body, can't rely on myself, but no. Last year, I got addicted. Suffocating my name, start to miss my chance. I lay for 4 months, end up leaving right back. I'm in love with my city, just leaving my hat. I felt hogtied ever since my dog died. He lit an 84, man, that's a long ride. I know he up there, he just sit anyway. I'll be racing up the stairs, I'ma get to the gate singing. Come a day where we be better as friends. We in a marathon, we could build a marathon. Arguments as parents, they get deeper than a baritone. I've been getting blocked, just trying to make songs with friends. Labels told me to my face that they own my friend. I got to pray like, how am I after too legit? I got the power, I could poke Lucifer with crucifix. I cannot strip on stupid shit. That stand out like I'm ludicrous. I know some folks that talk so much you think they drive a Uber whip. Queen said, why we in a queen bed? I said, it's yours, don't worry, little bean head. I'm just here to cut my breath, I got a world tattoo. She said, cool, just bring me some food.
I pray and pray, and I'll see the finish line. Lord, rain down on me so I can move on water like children at the altar like God inside my house. I love you, you looking holy like mama. You made a church out of feathers, so when she fly to the Father, she know the choir gon' follow and all the offering paid. She gave my name away to your holy house. She like my blessings in disguise. She like her Jesus mountain high, so he can watch her lonely child. I know my God. I know my God, see his grace and his azure's a jagged forgiving that painted his city in gold. Like everything is everything, like all them days he prayed with me, like emptiness was tamed in me. And all that was left was his love. And all that was left was his love. And all that was left was his love.
There's a thirst of the soul. And tell me,
where else can I go?
Where?
With you.
Come on.
I may cry a river.
I may cry a thousand tears.
But you take it strong and you wash.
You wash me new.
Be new.
People say,
this water is deep.
Yes. Yes. And I need you to.
Jesus, rescue me.
Come on.
Jesus,
save me. I need you to.
Take me to your mountain.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. catch us mid-stride too. Baby, I'm howling for you.
Think that you are right.
Come on to
Creed started out in Chico with the group's two frontmen, David and Russell, going to Chico State and forming a band in 2013 after a Christmas party. Scotty Jenkins joined them and they toured the U.S. They added a couple more folks to the band on guitar and keyboards, and the Mondegreen sound has formed into something very, very unique and very cool. Don't miss them. Friday night, July 14th at the Chico Women's Club. It's an all-ages show. It starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are only $7 in advance, $10 at the door. Proceeds support Northern California-based Feminist Health Services and KZFR. The Mondegreens, Friday, July 14th, 8 p.m., Chico Women's Club.
You are listening to The Random Pick.
The Random Pick.
The Random Pick on KZFR, Chico 91.1. What the heck? 91.
91.
It's 90. 90.
Old Man Pops.
90. Do you have, what kind of sound? Do you have a. Aww.
Yeah.
Let me try that again.
Here, say 90 point.
We got a 90. What? I mean, a 90. I mean, huh?
Aww.
Yeah, I don't know. 90.1 FM on your FM dial. Thank you. Thank you. I'm able to do that. Thank you. Thank you. 90.1 FM on your
90.1 FM with a random pick, Robert.
Hey Nate,
and Nate.
I got to tell you something. When I was a young, when I was a young guy,
a young
I used
lad.
To listen to, when I was a young laddie,
a whippersnapper.
And I used to listen to FM radio.
Yeah,
this is way back in 1901. It was
1901. That sounds about right.
They'd go like this on the radio, like, "You're listening to 90.1 FM."
Yeah, that's my alter ego.
Yeah. Random pick.
Yeah.
Now we're just going to play In the God of DeVita for the next 18 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go use the men's room and put some quarters in my meter downstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my alter ego.
Oh, yeah, smooth
talking Jimmy Jones.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Jones.
This day in the random pick.
That's it. Oh, I got to tell you something.
Yeah, tell me.
I have some info to tell you.
Okay.
The Random Pick is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the Pita Pit.
The Pita Pit. All right, I love alliterations. You tell me a little bit more, okay? Tell me a little bit more.
Oh, it's the perspicuous Pita Pit.
Uh-huh.
Locally owned and operated in downtown Chico at 240 Broadway.
Ooh.
Since 2004.
That's a long time.
It's been, what's that, at least 27 years now, right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
67. Is that 2004?
67, that's a bit of an underestimate.
Okay,
but.
Okay. The Pita Pit features a variety of fresh Mediterranean, Greek,
ooh,
and American foods,
uh-huh,
including pita wraps,
ooh,
falafels.
All right.
Gyros, and Deli favorites.
Ooh.
All made to order.
Wow.
Pita Pit is open 7 days a week with catering and delivery available by calling
899-2847.
Let me repeat that. Pita Pit, 899-2847.
You know what else? You know what else? Let me tell you something about my main man.
Tell me.
My main man, Tony.
Tony.
Tony's Hardwood Floors, okay?
Oh, Tony's Hardwood Floors.
Tony's Hardwood Floors. They're specializing in the installation and restoration of hardwood flooring for home or office.
Now, this is Tony's is different than Nunzio's.
Oh, it's very different than Nunzio's.
Nunzio's, he messes up the floors every time.
Yeah, and Joey's.
Joey, don't even trust Joey.
They don't do offices.
No, but Tony.
But Tony does home and offices.
I love Tony. I gotta love that
guy. You gotta love him. And guess what?
What's that?
If you want some more information and some estimates, the telephone number for Tony's Hardwood Floor is, and let me tell you, it's a
5-6-6-9-4-3-6.
Casey can't hear voicemail talk.
Hey,
can you
lay that on me one more time there?
Yeah, with my voice?
Yeah, give me your voice.
All right. That's 5-6-6, okay? 9-4, all right? 3, got that? 6.
All right, that's beautiful.
That's Tony's Hardwood Floors.
Yeah, Tony.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Hey,
Tony.
Hey, did you ever go back to visit the family back in old Philadelphia there, Nate?
Back in old Philly, yeah. I've been to Philly a few times.
We went back there. We saw...
went there for the pretzels.
We had some pretzels.
Yeah.
We saw my buddies, Brusco.
Yeah, good old Brusco.
Joey Bag of Donuts.
Tony Rigatoni.
Stevie Whalen was there driving us around.
Yeah.
We had a good time back
there. Gang. The gang was back.
The gang. We was back there.
Yeah.
They always call, they call me the California kid back there.
They call you? Yeah?
Yeah.
There, they call me there the Philly kid.
Oh, that's interesting. They call you the Philly kid.
Call me the Philly kid.
Did you ever live in Philly?
Nope. They just call me the Philly kid because I visited once.
That's
and
cool.
I visited when I was a kid.
I think I saw a statue of you up there on the art museum.
Yeah, you know the Lincoln Memorial?
That's you?
That's me.
Jeez, I never knew that. And I see the resemblance right now.
Yeah, you can see.
That's beautiful.
That's why they call me Honest Abe.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they call me Honest Abe.
That's beautiful. So, Abe.
Yeah.
What do you got
no,
on,
it's Nate, by the way.
Oh, Nate.
Yeah.
Hey, Nate, let's... What have we haven't even back-filled in our... What's that fancy radio talk? Back talk, up talk, anyway, we didn't even fill people in on what they've been listening to.
Yeah, we haven't even... I bet they've probably been hanging in on every word we've been saying, trying to figure it out.
Okay, so Chance the Rapper, we had a little Chance the Rapper.
We had a little bit of Chance the Rapper, Finish Line / Drown.
And then I went into the old Sly and the Family Stone,
ooh,
baby.
Ooh, Sly.
I wanna take you higher. That's right, I wanna take you higher. I think that was from 1967.
Sounds about right.
I think Take You Higher had, there was many, there was triple, quadruple entendres with the word higher back in those days.
Oh boy, you said higher, you got thrown straight in jail.
That's right, you went right
then,
to the,
back
went
in the day.
Right to the clinker.
Right to the girl clinker, the metal clinker.
The metal clinker.
And then, let's see, I played some... Howlin' For You by the good old Black Keys.
That's beautiful. The Black Keys.
Black Keys.
And that fit right in, at least in my humble estimation, with the next little ditty that we spun.
Yeah, good old ditty.
Spencer Davis Group doing Don't Want You No More. Now, here's a little bit of trivia for you.
Tell me. Lay it on me, Pops.
Don't Want You No More by the Spencer Davis Group.
Uh-huh.
That was turned into a hit by another all-American rock band in 1969.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Just guess.
I'm going to guess
Mike. Begins with an A. It begins with the word The Almond. Begins with the brothers.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Just guess.
All right, I'm going to guess The Beatles.
Yeah, close.
How close was I?
Well, they were all white males. Oh, no, actually, I'm wrong. There was the Allman Brothers had a black guy. So they
the Allman Brothers.
The Allman Brothers.
You gotta get better at giving hints.
Sorry,
your hints were very misleading.
Yeah, I know. I led you off the trail.
You really did.
That was a red herring.
This were a scavenger hunt, I would have lost.
You know why a red herring is called a red herring?
Because, no, I don't know.
When someone says that's a red herring, you want to know what that is?
Tell me about it. You know what? I do really want to
okay.
know.
So in the old days, I'm talking way, way back. Like we're talking like
1992.
Yeah, 92. Way back in 92 when they trained their dogs to go.
Yeah.
You know, those British people, they like to hunt foxes on those horses with all that fancy, you know.
They love Marmite. They love hunting foxes.
Yeah, they hunt the foxes. You know how they train the dogs to chase the foxes, don't you?
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
So they get a guy. He gets a little piece of fish.
Uh-huh.
You know what kind of fish it was?
Was it a red?
Well, that was the color of the fish. What was the kind of the fish?
I'm gonna need a hint here, boss.
It begins with the sound her.
Was it the Beatles?
Close. It was the Liverpool herring.
Of course.
So they take this fish, this thing, they'd call it a red herring.
Uh-huh.
They tie it to a string.
Uh-huh.
And then have some goofball who's riding a horse.
Yeah, sure.
He'd drag that red herring on a string behind him.
Oh, but goofball.
And then they'd have the fox would go to the left. The guy with the herring, he'd go to the right.
Yeah.
The dogs that went to the left and followed the fox,
yeah.
they were the hunting dogs. The dogs that went to the right and they followed the herring scent.
Executed.
Here, I'll just do it. You do it.
I'm going to need you to slow down there, Pops. Okay, one more time.
So the dogs that went to the right and they followed the herring.
They followed the goofball.
Yeah. Now, I want to just mention, though, those dogs that followed the herring, they went on the wrong trail.
Yeah, really?
The trail was supposed to be the trail for the fox.
And they called it the Oregon Trail.
They called it the Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
And then that led to the trail of fears. Fear of
herring. That's why I remember it.
And so... I think you should, next time you think about, you say to someone that's a red herring, should remember that, that those poor dogs who went off to the right.
And they got completely lost.
And after that, they were never found again.
Never found.
So be careful next time you commit a red herring fallacy. That's very sad.
Very true. You could get lost and end up in the Oregon Trail.
I'm choking up.
I'm choking up tears here, Bobs.
What do we got? What do we got going now? Hold on. What's going? If you just tuned in, you're listening. Believe it or not, I know you're not going to believe this. For people who tune into the random pick, and they normally hear J-Ho, good old Jeff, those people are—they're just like they don't know what the hell's going on. Oh, I gotta tell you, we got a phone call.
I don't
call.
Believe you,
Nate. I gotta let people know we got a phone call from
a phone call.
Kate up on the ridge.
Yeah, I got Kate a call up from on Kate. The ridge.
Shout out to Kate. Kate
Shout
called.
Out to Kate.
She said, "My name is Kate. I'm up on the ridge. Yeah. I'm 70 years old.
Ooh.
You guys are funny. You're doing a great job.
Well,
my son,
what she's
Michael, he's a rapper and he rocks.
I love Michael the rapper.
That's
Michael the rockin' rapper.
You know what? It's good to know that we are on the microphone here. We have. It's good to know when Kate called, what that did, I confirmed that we haven't alienated everyone in the listening. There's at least one person who we haven't alienated.
And she has a son named Michael.
So, okay, there's 1.5 people. Because we don't know if he's listening.
We don't know if he... Yeah, we just know she has a son. Yeah, so we can assume he's half listening.
Oh, man, let's see. What time is it? Okay, can you believe... We've talked right... We got to read some more copy here, buddy.
Are you kidding me?
I'm going to start by reading this one.
All right, read it to me, Pops.
Hold on, we got a minute before I got to read it.
All right, yeah, let's take a minute.
So what should we do?
Well, let's see. There's always the option of just leaving on some dead air.
We can do the dead air.
That's frowned on. That's frowned upon.
How about the? Have you come to any conclusions about the notion of randomness, chance, randomness, determinism?
While we were playing that last song, I took a walk outside and deep in the forest.
Oh, you went over to the Bidwell Forest.
Yeah, Bidwell. Right, good old Bidwell. Bidwell Forest.
Good
I
old
went.
Bidwell. John Bidwell.
John and Annie Bidwell, right?
Yeah, they were pioneers.
Yeah, I mean, I came to Chico.
Pioneers of oppression.
Oh, boy.
Don't even go down that road. Why are you starting that politics?
I'm not even. No politics here. Especially when we talk about my good friend, John Bidwell.
Okay.
And his great friend, Frederick Douglass. He's doing great work.
He's doing good work.
He's doing great work.
He's doing good work.
Loved his last movie.
It was good.
It was great.
Wasn't that Crash Up movie?
Yeah, it was a movie about a little kid losing a balloon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was the animated one.
Right.
And he meets talking lions.
That's right. And the balloon I heard that the balloon lands in the United States.
Yeah.
And the kid with the same name finds the balloon.
Yeah.
It's the same. Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Frederick Douglass releases
and the
balloon.
Lions eat the other kid.
Yeah, he releases the balloon in England in like 1852.
True. Yeah.
And then I think it was in 2016, the lion.
Yeah.
A lion named Frederick Douglass finds the balloon in the Bronx Zoo.
Same balloon, too.
Yeah.
Because it was red. It was red. That's how you know it was the
bringing
same one.
Tears to my eyes. That story.
We keep telling stories. We keep getting choked up here, Pops. Uh-huh. We can't. All right. That's it.
I got.
Tell me some. Read me something happy. Read me something uplifting.
Okay. Here's what I want to read you.
Read it to me.
You're listening to The Random Pick, and The Random Pick is made possible by the generous contribution. You know what?
What?
When I was a kid, I used to listen to the radio.
Yeah.
All the time. Because my older brother, Bill, he was always gone at night. And when
always,
he was gone...
Always partying around.
He wasn't partying. He was a musician. He still is. He was a professional musician. So he would be doing these gigs, and I was a little kid sitting in bed, and I have my little radio with me.
Yeah.
This is way back in, like, I think it was 19... It was like 37 back then, and I had my little radio.
Yeah.
This giant radio I kept under my pillow.
Sounds about right.
It's kind of why my neck's still kind of sore, but, you know... The guy on the radio back then, here's how he used to read, he used to say, "The Random Pick is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR's boards and by theplumbingsupply.com." Now, isn't that, I think that's, they call it yucking it up.
I mean, that's basically, I only do that when I don't even know how to read. It's been a long night.
I know you did that yesterday when we were at dinner.
Yeah.
You said, "Hey, Pop, pass the salt."
That sounds about right. I don't know how to pronounce salt, so to cover up my great insecurity, I just talk like this.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Hey, Bobs, pass the salt.
I'll get that right to you. The salt is brought to you. Oh, I better get to this thing. The Random Pick is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by plumbingsupply.com.
Ooh, tell me more.
your premier online plumbing supplier since 1995.
That's over a decade.
That's at least what's that? At 12 years, right?
I think
it's 7 years.
Well, how long is a century?
You said 2017 minus carry the one square root. Okay. But basically, let's get back to this. Plumbingsupply.com. You got to go to plumbingsupply.com. Go to plumbingsupply.com. Save time, save gas, save money by having hard-to-find plumbing parts delivered right to your door.
Fantastic.
You know when you're in the middle of a job and you're looking for that thing, it's hard to find? Just go online, find the part.
Yeah.
Go to plumbingsupply.com. Shop from the comfort of your couch.
Oh, wow.
Today.
It could be anywhere, really. It doesn't even have to be the couch.
You can be on sitting on the ceiling.
You could be sitting on the toilet and the toilet's broken and you need a shop for the plumbing.
That's exactly right. And you go to plumbingsupply.com. And we're brought to you by
while we transition. Where are we right now?
The last one at the bottom, under plumbing supply.
Ah, okay. And by Andrew Sprague Construction, certified in previous concrete for our green future and serving the North State since 1983. That's a long time.
Wow.
Andrew, I'm going to say Sprague, right? I'm going to say Sprague.
I think the German is Sprague.
Right. Andrew Sprague Construction specializes in structural concrete for commercial and residential construction, as well as hardscape, including stained or stamped concrete. Contact Andrew Sprague Construction. Again, that's Andrew Sprague.
Sprague.
I like the last one.
That one.
By calling this great number.
Call that number.
877-7124. Again, that's 877-7124.
Nice. Give them a call right now.
Right now and say, you heard them from the Random Pick.
Random Pick.
And you want some fresh concrete right now.
You're listening to the Random Pick. You're listening to Robert and Nate.
Robert and Nate.
I have a question. What's a hardscape?
Well, you know landscape, right?
I've heard of landscape.
So you ever lay down on the land, right? They say the lay of the land. That's when you take a nap on the land.
Okay. You lay on the land.
You know, it's like Goldilocks, right? It's too soft. It's too soft.
Too soft. You know what? I notice whenever I lay on the land, it's a little too soft for me.
Right. Yeah. It's too soft.
It's too soft.
And you think, well, I don't want landscape.
No. What do I want?
I want something I can sleep on. I want something with the rigidity.
And?
And that's when you go hardscape.
Hardscape.
It's made completely out of dried up volcanic molten lava.
Oh, that's
so
that
it's
sounds like
it's
a beautiful
hard.
Bed.
Oh,
a
it's
beautiful bed.
It's a beautiful. It's a beautiful bed.
I think I'm gonna relax tonight. I'm gonna look into a hardscape.
You should, and I'm gonna look into plumbing.
Oh man, I'll tell you what do we got next on the docket?
Next on the docket.
Or should we surprise him or should we go with it?
Surprise is there for chumps.
Okay,
let me tell you what's next.
All right.
I got some Alt-J. Now, if you're thinking you type that in on your computer, don't. It's going to make your whole system crash. You're going to get the million viruses.
Alt-J. Not in that way.
This is Alt-J. This is from the album This Is All Yours. It's a beautiful, beautiful album. I really like them. Alt-J, they're a little weird at times. They go, ah! That's how they sound sometimes.
Wait, is that dude from The Simpsons?
Which one? Yeah, it's written by Nelson from The Simpsons.
I love Nelson.
He'll bully you, and he'll write you some of the greatest tunes of American literature.
I love it.
Here is Alt-J with Left Hand Free. Anything left to say, Pops?
Alt-J, baby.
Hey, shady baby, I'm hot like the prodigal son. Battle, meeny, money, moe, and flower, you're the chosen one. I'm
Ain't shady, baby, I'm hot like the prodigal son. Pick up at the leany, meany, money, moe, and flower. You're the chosen one.
You're listening to The Random Pick on KZFR. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. This is Robert.
And this is Nathan.
And we're subbing in for J-Ho on The Random Pick.
Hey, Nate, we got another call. Yeah, we got another call.
It was this dude from Ohio. Damn, I can't remember his name.
I could have sworn it would start with a J. It was Jerry.
Jerry from Ojai? Damn, sorry, man. I'm sorry. Anyway, I got to tell you a little story about
that. Let's just call him Jerry. We'll call him Jerry. He can call back. He'll call back.
I'm sorry, Jerry.
And he'll say his name, and we'll stop. We'll wait to the end, and we'll say, not Jerry, you doingus.
Okay, I can't remember his name, because when he called, I was so excited, because he was telling me that. He grew up in Philly, and he used to listen to this show called the Marconi Experiment.
Ooh,
back in the
more,
60s and 70s on WMMR FM. Ooh. It was like 93.1 back in the day. And you know what? You know what triggered him? His memory was when I went into my when I said this is KZFR. You're listening to FM.
It was like it was a PTSD.
It was like that. It was like I just got back from Vietnam and I'm really trying to stay calm because the government sprayed me with Agent Orange. So I think what I'm going to do is play the entire the entire Todd Rundgren catalog in the next hour. So anyway, so Jerry from Ojai, he's listening to Ojai. I guess he's listening online. You know what that reminds me?
What does it remind you?
If you're listening and you have to get away from your radio, just get your little smartphone or whatever computer thing you have. Go to KZFR.org.
KZFR.org.
That's where you can too. And something else I got to tell you.
What?
There is a smartphone app, the KZFR app. Yes.
Come on.
Yes. Go to iTunes, download the KZFR app, put it on your smartphone.
You're telling me there's an app?
There's an app. And it even has bios. People who are interested in finding out all the details of Robert and Nate.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
They ain't on there. But you know what? That's okay. They can find J-Ho, our regular host.
That's
here.
Even better. Because
that's better. Because, you know, our lives, to be honest with you, we don't want people. The cop, we're on the run. We're half the time. I saw your picture at the post office last week.
And it said wanted.
Exactly. So, you know, we got to keep it low.
They always draw my face wrong, too. They always draw it wrong.
I noticed that. I helped them. I went in there. You know what I did? I went to the post office. I saw your sketch of your face in there. I took out my pen. I kind of made it realistic. So it's a little more accurate.
What'd you do to make it realistic?
Well, I added, they were missing a few curls. And that third eyebrow of yours.
They always miss the third eyebrow. And that's the thing. Why are you trying to beautify me, huh?
I don't know.
Come on.
Why am I objectifying?
Human gentrification. That's what I call it.
I like the gentrification of the human.
The human gentrification.
As we say in Philly, human.
Human. As we say in Chicago, human.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
When is Chicago going to get some... When are they going to get some good pizza over there? What the...
I don't know. So we got these crazy guys. One of them's named Giordano, and the other one's named Illuminati.
Illuminati?
Yeah. And one of them's Gino, good old Gino, classic Gino from the Uncle Gino.
Oh, yeah, Uncle Gino.
They're talking about something called cornmeal crust, and they call it the deep dish. I don't know.
Is it actually the deep dish?
Yeah, that's what they call it, the deep dish. And, Uncle Gino, you know? Come on, he's a nut.
I had an Uncle Bruno.
Yeah, Uncle Bruno.
You never met Uncle Bruno.
I never met Uncle Bruno.
My Uncle Bruno, he was like a. Let's put it this way.
Yeah, tell me.
Uncle Bruno, he was like an everyman's Renaissance man.
Tell me a little bit more.
You know, the paradigm Renaissance man was of course Leonardo da Vinci.
That's how I remember it, learning in it the history.
My Uncle Bruno, he was more like the blue collar. He was like a blue collar Renaissance. He was a plumber. Ah. He could fix anything.
He played the banjo.
He used to play the piano.
Wow.
He wrote a song called the Ode to St. Jude.
And
every time I went to see him, he brought over. He go, "Hey, Robert, look at this record I got. It's Ode to St. Jude. I wrote the song."
Uh-huh.
And he'd hold his record up. He used to say, "Yeah, you know, remember Eddie Lang? I used to play guitar with Eddie Lang."
Yeah, good old Eddie.
Yeah, so that was Uncle Bruno. He was a good guy.
Good guy.
So, I guess we should play some more music because probably after the station manager hears this, we're going to be banned from the station. In fact,
well, actually, as soon as the cops hear this, they're going to probably come and arrest us. So,
but hopefully, you've locked the door. Did you bar that door over there?
I forgot. Unfortunately. That's okay, though.
What do you say we move on and play a little music?
I think that sounds about. That sounds.
I'm feeling like some. You know what? I feel like a little. Play some kind of like in your face funk horn screaming guitar music. What do you say to that?
All right. I might not have the perfect substitute.
Oh, wait,
to play.
Hold on. I can't. Hold on a second.
Oh, boy. What the hell? Pops. Oh, a good old Pops over here.
I'm losing my mind.
Losing his marbles.
We didn't even say what we played. We started out with Alt J.
Yeah, we started out with some Alt J. I almost wanted to. I was in this such a Italian accent. Whatever accent this is.
I think that's
The Bronx.
That's my East Coast relatives.
Yeah, East Coast, and then I quickly went back into the normal accent.
Well, you know, when I first moved to California.
Yeah.
You know, if you grew up on the East Coast, as I did, there's a lot of states crammed into, like, the same amount of space. If you go, say, from the northern border of California down to, you know, Baja, in that same amount of space, yes, exactly. You on the East Coast, you have about, like, a dozen or so, 13 colonies or something like that. So on the East Coast, there's a lot of different states and people. But on the West Coast, you kind of get confused about what states are where. It's the East Coast is over. So when I first moved here, I met this person. I said, hey. She said, where are you from? I said, I'm from Philadelphia. And she said, is that anywhere near Pennsylvania?
It's actually...
You're supposed to give a... You have a rim shot? You have a... Let me try that one again.
Oh, boy, Pops.
You're dropping the ball on me here. Let me try that again.
All right. We'll try.
She said, where are you from? I said, I'm from Philadelphia. She said, oh, is that anywhere near Pennsylvania? Thank you. That was pretty. It was a good one.
Yeah, you know, I you got to improvise.
All right, so you got. Then we played the black. We had a little Black Keys fest.
Yeah, we got.
I played the Black Keys. Yeah. I started off with from their killer 2003 album, Thick Freakness.
Ooh,
that was Hard Row.
Yeah, Hard Row is a great. Yeah, that's when the quality's bad. They talk to the Mac like this.
That's right. Yeah. And what did you? Then you went Black Keys on us.
Yeah, did. I'm
Lonely Boy.
I played some Lonely Boy. That's Lonely right, Boy. Lonely Boy. Oh, it's right on my computer screen too. If I had just learned how to read, from the El Camino.
All that
great
money.
Album.
I'm spending all that money on college for you to learn, and you can't read yet.
I'm just spending it on this new food we just invented, pizza.
Oh, you better move that into the Chicago area.
Yeah, I'm trying, but they're resistant power.
So, all right, now let's move. Now, if you're just tuned in and you're wondering you might be thinking, what the hell's going on?
But this isn't the random pick.
Yeah, so I thought this was the random
what
pick.
What in gosh darn?
What am I listening to?
What in tarnation is this?
Well, I thought I was supposed to put on a random pick.
Thought this was going to be some random
pick. Now I hear a couple of lunatics on. Why they let those lunatics on the air?
These lunatics hiding from the cops on the run.
That's right.
You see.
Yeah, we came into the studio. Well, if you're listening, if you just tuned in, you are listening to the random pick. This is not J-Ho. I'm not Jeff. I'm Robert. I'm with...
Nate.
Nate flew in from Chicago. He has a radio show in Chicago.
Yes.
And that radio show is called...
The College Dropouts. And you can hear more of this great voice and such great humor. You're going to hear more studio audience. You're going to hear some great music. You're going to learn a little bit more about some more musical artists. And we got a website. I built it too. I built it from scratch.
Were you using that Hardscape?
I was using Tony's. Yeah, Tony's to build me
the
site.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it.
And that website is collegedropouts.radio.fm. Again, that is collegedropouts.radio.fm. I'll spell it backwards. MF dot. Just kidding. I can't. I'm not
that
talented.
M-O-C.
I think if the cops ever pulled me over for drunk driving and they said the alphabet backwards, I think I would be arrested. Cause
you just
I,
go right in the jail. Just turn yourself right over.
I'd just be like, you know what, guys? You got me.
You got me.
I don't even know. They're like, ZY, that's all I know, cops.
Oh, jeez. All right. Well, what do you say we play a little music?
Yeah, tell me something like in your face.
I have a little in your face screaming guitar horn band funk to go with the
all
next.
Right.
You ready for this one?
I'm gonna take the funk. I'll play it after you. But you go first, Pop. You
Let's
show me
it.
What you got.
Here's what I got.
Dolomite, it's real bad out there. We'll be right back.
There's nothing in my trunk, man.
Open up the trunk.
Tonight!
walk in.
Showed up wearing Cuban links, yeah. Designer mix, yeah. Englewood's finest shoes. Whoop, whoop. Don't look too hard, might hurt yourself.
Known to get the color red, the blue.
I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket.
Keep up.
So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jacking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on. Put your pinky rings up to the moon.
Girls,
what y'all trying to do?
24 karat magic in the air. Gangsters,
gangsters,
and your ugly ass friends. I cannot preach.
Uh-oh.
I cannot preach.
Uh-oh.
I gotta show them how I can't get it in.
First,
take your sip,
sip.
Do your dip,
dip.
Spend your money like
money ain't shit.
Ooh, ooh,
we too fresh.
Got to blame it on Jesus.
Hashtag blessed.
They ain't ready for me. I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket.
Keep up.
So many pretty girls around me, and they're waking up the rocket.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jacking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on. Put your pinky rings up to the moon.
Woo. Girls,
what y'all trying to do?
What you trying to do? 24 karat magic in the air. Head to toe so clear. Mm. Look out. Mm. Everywhere I go, they be like, just
put your pinky rings up to the moon.
Girls,
what y'all trying to do?
Tell me what you're trying to do. 24 karat magic in the air.
Hit the toe so clear. Put your pinky rings up to the moon.
Girls,
what y'all trying to do?
24 karat magic in the air.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Saturday, July 8th, it's time for another KZFR CD sale. From 12 to 4 p.m., hundreds of CDs will be available for basement prices in the lobby of the KZFR studios at 4th and Main. Simply take the elevator up to the fourth floor and look for the signs directing you towards the studio, where you'll find a good many titles at prices you simply can't beat. That's a KZFR CD sale on Saturday, July 8th, from 12 to 4 p.m. This is KZFR Chico. Stay tuned.
Did I just hear that there's a KZFR CD sale going on?
I think so.
Does that mean that I can just come in and buy a beep ton of CDs?
You can buy a beep ton of CDs. You can buy even more than a beep ton. You can buy a boop ton.
A boop ton.
Yeah, you can buy a boop ton.
I think that's the euro. The euro unit is the boop.
Yeah, it's the boop, and the boop. We're the beep.
Yes, yes. Well, those
my
CDs.
Favorite part of that ad was like, and it's the simple directions. Take the elevator to the fourth floor, turn around 172 degrees, then you're going to make a left, right, go through the first door you see. Don't talk to Jeff. Jeff will talk to you forever. You're going to make a right, you're going to go down the hall, follow the signs, make a left, and then you're at the KZFR CD sale.
And how many meters is that from the when you step off the elevator?
It's about 4 meters.
4 meters?
Yeah.
All of that in 4 meters.
It's a pretty
that's
condensed pretty, building.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah. I think they only have about 500 CDs. I think they're just stacked against the wall.
Yeah, yeah, that's about it. Yeah,
what are we supposed to do here? We got to do some business. It's 2:30. Hey, Nate, what's the weather like? Do you have your weather? Can you give us a weather report here?
Yeah, yeah. All right. Why don't you fill it in with the start of a story that we're never going to finish?
So one time I was asking a guy named Nate. I said, "Hey, Nate, do you know what the weather is right now?"
All right, I got the weather. Please don't finish that story, Pops.
Okay, what's that? Yeah, what is it?
The weather right now, it's a nice, cool 98 degrees outside.
98 degrees in downtown. Beautiful
today,
downtown Chico, California.
Downtown Chico, California.
Oh, I should tell people before you give them the weather that they're listening to The Random Pick.
The Random Pick.
The Random Pick. Brought to you by KZFR 90.1 FM. This is Robert.
And I'm Nate.
And we're subbing in for J-Ho. Jeff is not in the house. We're in the house. You know, earlier today, give me that weather report in case anyone's driving around and they're wondering what the weather is in Chico.
So it's currently 98 degrees. Today you can expect a high of 103 degrees to hit around 4 or 5 p.m.
What would that be in Kelvin?
Was
that
in Kelvin.
Is that 103 Fahrenheit?
Oh, boy, that's Fahrenheit,
So
yeah.
In Kelvin, that's about what? It's about 290 degrees?
Let me see.
Get that. Yeah, you know, I was thinking about when I was... I was thinking about the Celsius, the Kelvin,
yeah,
the Fahrenheit, and then all of a sudden it dawned on me, 103 degrees. That's got to be about 290 something in Kelvin. What do you got there?
Yeah, so let's see. So 103 degrees right now, you can expect, I'm just going to give everything Kelvin. I hope everybody understands.
It's to go Kelvin.
So we're going to expect a nice, cool 314 Kelvin today that's going to hit around 4 or 5 p.m.
314 and then, Kelvin. Oh,
yeah,
man,
314,
I love it.
314 Kelvin.
All right.
And then what you can expect by around 9 o'clock tonight, if you're going out for a late night jog, it's going to be a nice, cool, shouldn't be too bad, 300 Kelvin. It's going to be very nice.
I think that it's a good idea to honor the history of Sir William Kelvin.
William Kelvin.
Lord, did you know he was a lord?
Yeah, he was a Lord Kelvin. That's
Lord
what they called
Kelvin,
him.
Lord Kelvin. He was actually he coined the term Kelvin scale.
No kidding.
He calculated absolute zero.
You know, funny story.
Absolute zero. You know, a funny story?
Yeah.
When I was in high school, they used to call me absolute zero.
Why?
I didn't have luck with the ladies.
Oh, man. They called absolute zero.
Sometimes they call me Kelvin.
They called you Kelvin.
Lord Kelvin.
Lord Kelvin, yeah. You know, and look at you now. Look at you now.
Call me Lord Pops.
They call me Lord Pops. Here's a funny story.
That's the funny story.
The funny story is that his real name was actually William Kevin.
And, oh, Kevin.
And he just had a really, he just slurred everything. So he said William Kelvin.
Oh, and then.
And the name stuck.
That's it.
William didn't.
Yeah, and you know, he had a beard.
He had a beard?
Yeah.
Tell me more about it.
It was one of those, it was like a hipster beard.
Ah.
1850 version.
The 1850 hipster. Don't even get me started.
I think he also had a nose ring, too.
Classic millennial.
Yeah, you know.
Always thinking you know everything about absolute zero.
I think we have some. We have some business to take care of.
What do you mean business? Like something to read, something to promote? You mean?
Yeah. Well, here, why don't you read that one right there? And
I'll read
it.
All right.
Notice it says it's yeah. Go. Sorry.
Where?
Take
Which
it away,
one?
Nate.
The very top.
Yeah,
right there.
It says 2:15. It's 2:34. 2:15.
Oh boy! Oh boy! Oh boy!
We're running behind.
The random pick is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by EOLO, presenting a launch party at the Thursday Night Market in the Chico City Plaza on July 6th.
July 6th.
That's today.
Today's the 6th.
Today's the 6th. We're promoting it. If you're listening, you got to get down to the Chico City Plaza. They're going to have DJ PHG.
Oh, man.
DJ PHG and the band XDS.
Oh, man.
Music starts at 6:30.
Is that tonight?
That's tonight.
How come the studio audience isn't applauding out of their minds? Let me try that again. I'm going to say the following word. DJ PHG. Yeah. Oh, I thought there was a bigger studio audience. Oh, there you go. Yeah, thank you. I love DJ PHD. PHG.
PHG.
Don't give him his degree yet. He has to write his dissertation.
He's got to write his dissertation on how to funk. How to funk at the Chico City Plaza
Do
tonight.
It. All right, give us.
So that's
it.
Again. That's tonight at 6:30. You got to celebrate this new live streaming app, and it's live is in quotes. So maybe it's really not live. I don't know. But maybe celebrate.
It's live.
Celebrate this new live streaming app and enjoy a musical hometown night at this week's Thursday Night Market. Visit YOLO on Facebook for more information. That is tonight at 6:30. If you're not there, you're going to be called square.
Oh, man. Oh, what else?
Another one.
We're brought to you by the Rooney Law Firm.
Tell me more.
The Rooney Law Firm, defending your legal rights and dedicated to improving people's lives one case at a time.
Maybe they can help us run from the cops.
I think after the show, we're heading right over to Rooney Law Firm.
Yeah.
Because they're going to get...
Tell me more.
Well, to have a free legal consultation for all your legal matters, you can call... Oh, this is an easy number to remember. Call this number. Law Help. LAWHELP.
Law Help.
You got that?
I got
Did you
it.
Put that into your phone book, Law Help?
It's already been in there. We've been in contact for quite a while.
Or just go online and visit RooneyLawFirm.com. It's all one thing. Rooney Law Firm. Let's see what else. Oh, I have to play a little. Did I play that? I did.
Yeah,
we
did. We talked about
so
that
CD
set. Yeah.
Okay.
Now we are officially on top of everything. KZFR, FM 90.1, Chico.
You got it.
Listener-supported community radio.
The random pick.
Random
pick. So
with Robert and Nate.
Do you have any thoughts about, I don't know, just any more? Did you experience any deeper existential crises after we?
Yeah.
I noticed after we had that discussion that your eyes started to roll back into your head and thinking about whether or not there is such thing as a random or a pick.
Right. Yeah, that sounds about right.
A random or a pick. I think what's the name of the show? The deterministic,
the predictable, well planned, deterministic.
I think it's a non counterfactual.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And non counterfactual choosing.
Yeah, and the best part about the name, it just rolls off the tongue. Rolls off the tongue.
I think I'm gonna get a T-shirt made with that.
I think I'm gonna get a T-shirt too. If they can fit all that text.
Yeah, well, they can do it.
Yeah, they can do it. Yeah,
I know somebody who can handle that.
Yeah, me too.
Muggsy. He can do it.
Go, Muggsy Poo.
So, what do we play? Let me start. I way back when, after we were babbling, I went and played a song called Dolomite. Dolomite.
Dolomite.
Dolomite. That's by a guitar player named Scott Henderson.
Yeah.
And his album is called Tore Down House. Great album.
Oh, boy.
And then you took us to where?
I took you to a little planet called Mars, specifically.
Oh.
Uncle Bruno Mars.
My Uncle Bruno.
Bruno. He's Bruno. Back.
He's
and
back.
He's in Mars this time, That's baby. Right. With some 24 karat magic.
Yeah. I dig that. That Bruno.
Yeah,
Mars.
good old Uncle Bruno. And then I pass it off to you. I passed the aux cord off to you.
I gotta tell you, I played something.
What'd you
by,
play?
I played. There's a great album. There's a great documentary you got to see too.
Uh-huh.
Write this one down. You ready? It's called Thunder Soul.
Tell me more about it.
Thunder Soul. It's the story of a high school jazz band in Houston, Texas, in the 1960s.
Yeah.
And they put out an album. They had an amazing teacher. It was one of those, you know, inspiring music teachers.
Uh-huh.
And this album, I played a cut from that. That was a high school jazz band. They're called the Kashmir Stage Band. And that it's called Texas Thunder Soul. And that was a tune called Kashmir. I just love that.
Genius.
I love that those kids, man, they were. What are they, 16 years old playing that stuff?
I mean, yeah. I mean, they got a lot of soul. They got a lot of soul.
They definitely got soul. And then you followed us up with something. Was that Chet Baker?
Chet Faker. Chet Baker. He's a local baker. He bakes the best bread.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
But his brother, the scam artist, he's a con artist.
Chet Faker. I love that.
Yeah,
guy.
You don't get the two confused.
He makes fake bread.
Yeah, he makes fake bread. And then there's the you know, Tony Hawk. You remember Tony Hawk, the skateboarder?
Oh, yeah, Tony Hawk.
Yeah, well, his real name was Chet Skater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I get the connection.
Yeah, and then, you know, there's the other one who's always late, Chet Later. He's just never there when you... So you say 5 o'clock, he's there at 10 o'clock.
I know people like that.
Yeah, you know Chet Laters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I followed that. Oh, you know what? Speaking of bread.
Yeah, what?
Chet Baker?
Chet Baker, yeah. Tell me more about him.
Well, you and I went. We went back to Philly.
Yeah, we did.
And if I remember correctly, that was the first time we went to a. We had to go to a solemn occasion, and we had to go to a mass.
Yeah, we got to go to mass. Not matter.
We went to Catholic mass.
Yeah, Catholic mass.
We didn't tell anyone. We sort of snuck in.
Yeah.
We didn't tell anyone we weren't Catholic.
Oh,
and
boy.
Speaking of bread, I think that you ate the bread.
I ate the bread. The Lord is within me, Pops.
You ate the bread, but
and
we didn't tell anyone that you.
We didn't tell anybody.
You didn't go through the proper training. The requisite training.
I didn't pray to the Lord. I didn't ask the Lord.
I just went up there. Do you want some of this Eucharist? And what did you say? You said,
And he said, if you take the bread though, you gotta believe. You gotta believe, or else it's illegal. And I took the bread. Next thing you know, boom! Freeze! Put your hands up.
That's what it was.
And that's how we ran from the cops. We ran all the way down to Chico.
We've been running from.
We've been running ever since.
The Vatican police.
The Vatican police, man.
They're after us.
That Pope. They don't call him the Popo for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
He's boss Pope.
Oh, he's You want to talk about Pope?
He's a boss Pope.
He's a boss Pope.
Well, you know what? I follow that up with Jaco Pastorius, who was the greatest bass player who ever lived.
True.
To this day, still no one can compare to Jaco Pastorius. His first solo album called, believe it or not, Jaco Pastorius.
What a original name.
Now, that was a tune called Come On, Come Over, and that had Sam and Dave. The Blues Brothers were on that one.
The Blues Brothers.
Well, let's see what the heck time we got here. Oh, man, it's 2:42.
2:42.
2:42. Let's see. We got a show coming up called Funky. Oh, I love Funky Reservation.
Funky Reservation?
Funky Reservation is such a cool show, man.
They sound pretty funky.
It's a badass show. It's like Joey Badass show.
Joey Badass. And by the way, that's with $2 signs.
$2.
Both times we used it.
Yes. And then that's followed by a show called Radio Parallax, which is a very amusing
show. Sounds dizzying.
I like that show, Radio Parallax. Parallax. So keep it tuned in to KZFR 90.1 FM. Chico, California. The Zephyr. They call it the Zephyr. The warm wind. Supporters, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond.
Whoa. The voice. His voice has traveled.
That's pretty,
miles.
That's pretty crazy. Let's see what time. Oh, you know what? Here's what we should do.
What should we do, Pops?
I got an idea.
Tell me, Pops.
Let's take a minute. We'll take a minute. We'll read the on the writers, and then we'll just from there on to the end of the show.
Yeah, we're running out of time.
Oh, if you just tuned in, I forgot to tell people
what
this show is called. The Random pick.
The random pick.
This is Robert, and that is
Nathan
filling
Cooper
in
Jones.
For J-Ho. Thanks for letting us sub in today. And yeah, so we one of the things we've discovered today is that we've determined that there is no such thing as a random
there
pick.
There's no such thing as a random. There really is no such thing as random, nor is there no such thing as pick, and there is no such thing as a thing.
There's no such thing as a thing.
We came to that conclusion.
Well,
today.
You know, I mean, think about it like this.
Tell me, Pops.
Here's the reason why. If I were to say that, if I think about, you know, I know that you sometimes you spiral into your nihilistic. Your monologue, your self-monologue.
Yeah, every now and then.
So if you take the sentence, nothing exists.
That means that nothing has to exist.
Nothing exists.
Oh, boy.
But hold on. Don't.
Boy, Pops.
I know, but I want to reel you back in.
All right, reel me back in like a fish, Pops.
If there's something, if you say, if you think about something existing, you think about existence.
Yeah.
Then there's some concrete aspect to the thing, right?
Right.
And if you say nothing
exists,
you're saying that nothing is a thing that has some kind of concrete aspects to it.
Oh,
so when you say nothing exists, you're actually asserting that something, in fact, exists.
So there's no way for nothing to exist.
Everything exists. That's the conclusion.
Oh, boy, Pops. I'm going to have to go take another long walk in the forest.
All right. Before you do that, though, I got to tell you something.
What? Tell me. I'm about to leave to go take a walk. This better be important.
I got to read this to you.
This better be important, Pops, I swear.
It's about the random pick. The random
pick.
All
right, tell me.
It's made possible by the generous, generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the ARC stores in Chico, ooh, Oroville, and Paradise.
Beautiful.
I love the ARC store. You know those? You know that glass you drank out of last night?
I
poured you that glass of whiskey.
My favorite glass.
I got that
glass
at the
ARC
store.
The best whiskey.
Love it.
Where'd you get the whiskey?
The whiskey? Well, you know, we're on the lam. I can't say.
You're right.
It started in the bathtub.
The whiskey wasn't even that good, but the glass, that's why I drank.
I got the glass at the ARC store.
Beautiful.
There's an ARC store in Chico, an ARC store in Oroville, and in Paradise. Putting your green philosophy towards a worthy cause, the ARC stores offer gently used clothing, furniture, antiques, collectibles, and more.
Mm.
All proceeds support local people and families with developmental disabilities. Open 7 days a week at 2020 Park Avenue in Chico, 2745 Oro Dam Boulevard in Oroville, and in Paradise at 6640 Clark Road.
Fantastic.
More information on the ARC store at arcstore.org.
You know what I want to talk about, Pops?
What do you got there, lady?
I want to talk about this little thing called Mary's Gone Crackers.
Oh, I love Mary's Gone Crackers.
I know you love Mary's Gone Crackers.
I love Mary's Gone Crackers.
Well, Mary's Gone Crackers manufactures award-winning gluten-free and certified organic and vegan crackers, pretzels, and cookies in their own dedicated
gluten-free
facility.
Love it.
And it's in Gridley, California.
Yes.
Come on. Gluten-free, vegan, they got pretzels, cookies, crackers. Come on, it's the Mary's Gone Crackers.
I love Mary's pretzels, man. Oh,
yeah, really?
Yeah, they're good.
Would you say she's gone crackers?
Mary's gone crackers, definitely. But she's gone pretzels. Mary's gone pretzels.
Has she gone cookies?
She's gone cookies. She's basically gone.
I mean, well, here's what I can tell you about Mary's Gone Crackers, okay? You might not know this, but their products are allergy-friendly and can be found in grocery and health food stores throughout the United States and Canada. So when we go on the run up north, we're gonna have Mary's Gone Crackers.
I'm looking forward to that crossing the border into Vancouver.
Me too.
Just
me
for
too.
The crackers.
Just for the Mary's Gone Crackers.
We got it.
And more information at Mary'sGoneCrackers.com. That's Mary'sGoneCrackers.com. MARYS. Or doesn't say this, but I'm gonna fill in the blanks. Call this phone number 888-258-1250. That's 888-258-1250.
Oh, yeah. What do you think, studio audience? What do you think of Mary's Gone Crackers, pretzels, and cookies? What do you think?
Yeah!
I love it. I'm with you. Beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. Well, Nate.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got pops. A few, man. We got a time for a couple more tunes.
Yeah, I got one more track lined up. It's about 5 minutes. It's
Let's
a nice
do it.
Chill track. It's gonna lead us right into that great festival tonight. It's gonna lead us right into your next song, and it's gonna lead us right into the forest when we go on the run to Canada.
All right, let's do it. Lay it on me. Lay it
this
on
is
me, bro.
Not Frank Lake. It's not Frank River, but it's Frank Ocean. This is get ready to go to the dentist, folks. Novocaine.
Something. I got what I wanted. Didn't I? Can't feel nothing. Superhuman, even when I'm Viagra popping. Every single record, auto tuning, zero emotion, muted emotion, pitch corrected, computed emotion. I blame it on a model bra with a Hollywood smile. Ow, stripper booty in the rack, like wow. Brain like Berkeley, met her at Coachella. I went to see Jigga, she went to see Z Trip. Perfect. I took a seat on the ice cold lawn. She handed me an ice blue, whatever. She said she wanna be a dentist really bad. She's in school paying for tuition, doing porn in the valley. At least you're working, but girl, I can't feel my face. What are we smoking anyway? She said, don't let the high go to waste. Taste, little taste, Novocaine, baby, baby, Novocaine, baby, I want you, me good, me long, me numb, love me now when I'm gone, love me none, love me none, love me none, numb, 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 numb. Sink full of dishes, pacing in the kitchen, for breakfast. Yikes, bed full of women, flip on a tripod, little red light on, shooting, I'm feeling like Stanley Kubrick. This is some visionary sh- been trying to film pleasure with my eyes wide shut, but it keeps on moving. I blame it on a model bra with the Hollywood smile. Stripper booty with a rack like wow. I'll never forget ya, you put me on a field and I never had, never had. Never had. Never had. And ever since I've been trying to get it back, you pick it up and put it back. Now I'm something like the chemist on campus, but there's no drug around. Quite like what I found, you. I still can't feel my face. What am I smoking anyway? She said don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste, little taste, Novocaine? Baby, baby, Novocaine, baby, I want you. Me good, me long, me numb. Love me now when I'm gone. Love me none, love me none, love me none. Numb, 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 numb. Novocaine, 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 Novocaine. Oh, numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain. Novocaine, 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 Novocaine. For the pain, for the pain. Novocaine, Novocaine. All the pretty girls involved with me, making pretty love to me, pretty, pity, pity. For the pain, I can't feel it.
You're listening to The Random Pick, or what do we call it again?
The predictable, well-planned, deterministic, the
non-counterfactual, illusory choosing selection.
That's a better name in my opinion.
Let me tell you, Nate, I had a great time on the air today.
I had a fantastic time with you, Pop.
It was a great, it was a memorable time. We had Bill Mash come in, he took some pictures.
Took a video.
We'll post that. If you see us on going over the Canadian border, that'll help you identify us.
Yeah, help you identify us.
Had a good time here. Thank you to J-Ho, Jeff, for letting us sit in here on
Thank you so much.
And, any last words of wisdom for our enthralled studio audience?
Thanks to our great callers, thanks to our great sponsors, and yes, great to our fantastic studio audience. Let me hear.
Thank you, studio audience. Thank you. It's good having them in the studio.
It's really great having the studio audience. They're fantastic. I love them.
Well, Nate, when are you heading back to Chicago?
Men back to the Chicago around the early August.
Early
so I got
August.
Some more
got some time
on the run, and then you know either I get caught or the game ends, and I get to go back to school.
Well, you know what? If I make it out of jail,
yeah,
I'll come visit you.
Thanks.
I'll break out.
Thanks, Pops. Love you, Pops.
Love you too, Nate.
This has been The Random Pick. I'm Nate.
I'm Robert.
Thanks for listening.